tells you about managing your money. Now, he gives you the word on money. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, always glad to have you with us. And one of the things that we do on Mondays is we not just take a look at the markets, which we will do. We will spend some time talking about the actual economy and what's going on there. But it, for the duration of this year so far, we've had the real privilege and opportunity to also apply scripture as it pertains to the use of money and stewardship in our lives. And David Fisher has led us on these discussions. We call it the Word on Money, and you hear it here on Mondays at this time. This week's verse that David has picked is Isaiah 30, verse 18. David, welcome back. Why this scripture, and what do you think it's saying to us?
Well, you know, nobody likes to wait for their food. Nobody likes to wait for something to happen. Nobody likes to wait for their investment to come to fruition. And sometimes people have a challenge in waiting out on the Lord, but they're all wrapped up in one thing, and that's, you know, something happens when we wait upon the Lord. In fact, a lot of things happen. So let me read you the scripture, Isaiah 30, 18. It says, "Therefore, the Lord will wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy on you, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him." So, you know, we live in a fast food, fast pace, you know, ever-growingly more fast lifestyle industry, a global awareness. And as time goes on, the more it seems faster that gets, or maybe just as I'm getting older, it seems that way. But I think that's part of the global society. You know, we want it now. Now, imagine, Kevin, would we ever thought 20 years ago that they could, you know, a restaurant can deliver food to our house? Yet we have that.
Right,
you know,
right.
Would we ever think that, you know, we can make a payment electronically and it happens immediately? We never would have thought that 20 years ago. We never would have thought that, hey, we can put something out on a thing called an internet and tell people what we're doing, and the world can watch us. Yet that happens. So society marches a little bit to a different drumbeat than the Lord does. So there's something that happens, you know, when we wait upon the Lord. But I think the key thing is, God also waits upon us. He's waiting for us to come to him. He's waiting for us to yield to his presence and his purpose in our life. And when we do that, so imagine the vision of God waiting upon him. You know, when we wait upon the Lord, sometimes that might be a challenging thing. But this is not challenging, because God is perfect for the Lord to wait upon us. I think of the concept, you know, God waited 4,000 years for the fullness of time to send his son, his only beloved son, into the world that he may be our Savior. That's a long period of time. Mm-hmm. So God can wait, and he does not grow weak. And us as believers, he wants to instill the same thing. I'm thinking of, you know, as a father, and we have both have kids. When we give our kids something immediately when they want it, sometimes that's not always the best thing. Mm. And, you know, sometimes when we invest in something, we want an immediate return. And immediate returns puts us up for challenges down the road when we don't get immediate returns. So the waiting instills in us something called patience. And patience is a virtue, as scripture says. And patience creates trust and develops relationship. So as we wait upon the Lord, God is waiting upon us. And while he's doing so, he's saying we are blessed as we wait upon him.
It's one of those things where, just in recent months, David, there's been a practical side of this that I have, the Lord's been showing me, and it is true. And sometimes it's very difficult, especially for eager beaver, first achiever, you know, type A personalities. Yep. To do that. And yet there is, almost inexplicable joy and contentment when we finally do learn to let go. And just, I don't know, for me personally, it's learning to say, okay, God, it really is in your hands. It's not really anything that I can, I mean, Because who of us can actually control the markets or the presidency or the culture or anything around us? Earlier this hour, we heard from Libby Emmons, who's talking about how these libraries are having these drag queen story days. I mean, there's literally things that are beyond our control as individual parents and people that we try to live conscientiously. But it doesn't get out of God's control, and waiting on him, letting his graciousness be exhibited, is really the best solution. Thank you, David Fisher, for that word on money. When we come back, we will talk about the Money Monday, because that's what we're on. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.